Carter, you have got crazy musical skills. Crazy. And in the rap, you have like, you have musically, you have, you are semi-famous on ESPN.
Yeah, you know, this isn't the first time I've rapped on a show. ESPN Football Today, heard by slightly more viewers, listeners than us.
Not many, though.
50,000 they have a day.
We're up to what, about 100,000?
Just about 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided that I wanted to get on the show, and knowing the personalities of, like, the hosts, I was just, they think they're pretty funny, so my theory was just turn all their jokes back at them.
And put it into what?
This is when T-Pain was at his peak, so it was just auto-tuned out. And
you made an auto-tuned, you know, rap song based on
Club Banger. I prefer Club Banger. But, you know, this big show, that same episode, three-time Super Bowl winning coach Joe Gibbs, the next episode was Matthew Stafford, who just signed like a $70 million contract, and then there was just
in
me.
Between was pretty
sweet. Carter's theme song of the show. What was it? It's like, it's Football Today with your host Jay Z
and your producer Jay.
Yeah. You were rapping,
and then like a lot of people be like, if you don't listen to the show every day, you're not going to get every joke. Because even if I say words like "see ya" or "you play to win the game," or "that ain't true," like, those are all catchphrases of the show.
Yeah, you took every joke they ever had on the show and put it into a rap song.
And combined them, yeah.
A wicked rap song.
And so they actually, yeah, interviewed me on the show and played the show, and then it was the theme song for every Friday. So, like, before the Super Bowl, the host would be in Miami, and they just crank up Carter's song.
Every Friday, you were the theme songs listened to by hundreds of thousands of people. And they were so touched by what you did that they brought you on the show, Carter.
Yep.
And
I name dropped you.
You name dropped your boy, Trevor.
Yeah, I had to. He's like, "You got any shout outs?" I had to give it to Trevor because Trevor got me into the show.
Yeah, that's right. Brent, mm-hmm. Brent, you love the show, don't you?
Oh, I'm staying. This show is.
How bad?
I don't understand how anybody could possibly. It's Morning Zoo. Like, Carter, did they get any special button? Is there like a button they could press to play your song? Anyways, I'm sorry.
There was a lot of buttons on this show. It's like, yes. Football. Like, you play to win the game. Button. It's like,
I'm a mad. I'm 40. I'm a
this is everything Brent. Hey. Everything Brent hates.
Okay, move on.
Well, we used to subject you to it so much. We used to make you listen to it all the time.
Hey, let's drive to Chicago. We didn't listen all week. Let's subject Brent to like 7 hours.
7 hours of a show he hates.
And it's sister show about fantasy football. Yeah,
and then I'm going to listen to some old episodes of Tony Kornheiser on a road trip. Terrible. So Carter goes on the show. They bring him on.
You know, great. And like all these random people adding me on Facebook and stuff, and just so much props were given to me.
But it comes on.
I was on the top of the world.
They play the song, and it cuts from the song in the middle of the podcast to the guy. He's like, that is so special. He's like, I'm not like, it's like, actually, he's like, that is so touching. I
don't want to get emotional.
I don't want to get emotional right now, but I'm, it's just like football.
That sound when you hear like a 40, 50 year old man
crying,
starting to tear up over sports. It's like, yeah.
It's Carter's theme song making this guy cry. And he goes on to interview Carter, and he tells Carter, you know what? I have a special box as a football player and as a football coach and a manager. I've kept a box with me throughout my whole football career, right back from high school. And
even memorabilia for the players gave to me.
Yeah, famous player. Here's this glove that, you know, like Jerry Rice gave me. Here's like a picture of me with like Joe Montana. Here's a signed thing by like, you know, John Madden. Carter,
I'm gonna burn a copy of this
of your song, and it's going in my magical special.
In your special box.
My special man memory box. He was in tears, Carter.
I was on top of the world. I listened to this guy every day for an hour a day.
Ooh.
And he was like the greatest football analyst ever.
But
like,
Carter.
Like, yeah, New Orleans Saints are going to win the Super Bowl.
Carter.
Like, crazy.
Carter.
All good things must come to an end.
What happened, Carter?
April 19th, 2010.
Carter's world turned.
Jeremy Green.
Your boy. Carter.
My boy.
It says in the newspaper article, Carter's boy, Jeremy Green. was what?
He's not hosting was the show in the that hotel day, room. Was he?
No, he was missing no. on the show for a couple days.
Yeah.
What's happening?
He had some narcotics with him in a hotel room. Ooh. And a laptop.
What was on the laptop?
ESPN issued
was he,
laptop.
What was on the laptop? Was he Googling?
He was chatting with a user named Lending Mum about how this mum and her 3-year-old son were going to come to town, and he was very eager to meet them. And he was more eager to meet the son rather than the mum. And then he was busted for narcotics and possession of child pornography. And he is now serving a 5-year prison.
Your boy is a sex offender who's in jail. You made a rap song for sex offender, Carter.
I know. I was questioned by the police.
Your world is ruined. And ever since, they've never played your song on the show anymore.
No, they haven't.
You've been banned. You've been banned from the show for making alliances with a man who is now in jail for possessing crack and child pornography. You're a bad man.
Yeah, and one of the songs in the last, one of the lyrics on the last verses, I got a lot in common with my man JG. Well,
you got a lot in common.
I don't have that much.
You don't have anything in common with him. I hope, Carter. I hope
I don't have anything in common.
Carter, so when the feds were searching, this is just my last thought on this. The feds are searching his house.
They're searching his man.
They found his special box.
What did they find? A very special box with special things in it. And right on top of that,
they're like,
edition.
What's on this CD?
A disc. And they're like, what is on,
like,
what is on this
child
disc?
Child pornography is on this disc. And they pop it in and it's me.
Wrap it.
Headphones on. It's football today.